Welcome to the Injured to Elite podcast with your host, Dr. David Meyer, sports physical therapist and mental performance coach. Dr. Dave is a former Major League Baseball rehab coordinator and has now integrated the mental side into physical rehabilitation. This podcast shares the many stories and strategies of those who have taken themselves from injured to elite. Head over to www.injuredtoelite.com to learn more about David and his recently published book, Injured to Elite.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Injured to Elite podcast with your host, me, Dr. David Meyer, sports performance physical therapist that specializes in the mental side of injury. This episode, episode number 68, is going to be an update thus far on this year and a little prior to this year and a lot of projects I've been working on under Injured to Elite and some of my work outside of that. And I'm really excited because I haven't done just a broad update solo episode in quite some time. So this is going to be an episode after listening through where I really want feedback because I want to build more for all of you. Whether you're an athlete, a student that is developing your education to become, whether it's a physical therapist, a strength coach, an athletic trainer, a sports psychologist, or even a physician. And also for the early career professionals that are honing in on working with injured athletes at all levels. So I bring all of you together. Why do I do that? Not a lot of people like to do that. And if you read a lot of business books, there's a lot of people out there that will probably tell you, I wouldn't focus on that many segments of a market. But for me, it's really important to speak to all of you, and it's therapeutic. It's my own Injured to Elite therapy. So I got also a little thing here, IntelliTrack 360, that actually you'll see as I move, it moves with me. It's kind of cool. I got to get it back on course. I don't know how well it works just yet, but it's working somewhat. Of course, that's for the Instagram experience there, and we'll figure out how to implement it. One thing that's in my mind, so basically what it does is it's on a little bit of a tripod stand, and it tracks me as I move. And being that I'm focusing on mental and physical strategies for all of you, I might start teaching and demonstrating some mindful-based physical exercises, integrating some level of mental performance skills strategies while I demonstrate something maybe over right here in my little workstation area so I don't have to move everything around. We'll see how that works, and I'm looking forward to some feedback there. So let's just jump into an overall update of how this year has gone and some projects. Just kind of before the start of this year, really when I published my book in October of 2020 through the pandemic, my book Injured to Elite, you can check it out. Just head over to Amazon and type in Injured to Elite, show notes for the podcast listeners. And it started really with a big push forward publishing the book. And the idea behind Injured to Elite very much was to serve, like I just spoke about, a wide audience. Whether you're a clinician that felt like something's missing, aka the mental side, or you're an athlete or a patient that felt like you weren't addressing some of your emotions and your mental well-being while injured or at a low point. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical injury. It could just be any type of obstacle that is really hampering your experience. So I wanted to publish the book for all of you out there. After the book was published, there was a big push to get the book out there, and that's one of the reasons why I started the podcast, this podcast, Injured to Elite, because I knew with the digital space the way it is and the way everybody's trying to capture your attention, it was very important for me to have a channel. And that's where Instagram and my podcast come into play. So I started the podcast while I was still completing the book in January of 2020. And I had a good amount of quick guests pop onto the show. I had DJ Mateo talk about his miraculous recovery from overcoming a flesh-eating bacteria infection, necrotizing fasciitis, which is one of the early episodes. I forget the number. I think it's 7. And he actually temporarily went into cardiac arrest. He survived, and he did lose his leg up to his hip joint, but he really lives on to tell his story and has overcome so much adversity, raising his son, and he's a world-renowned DJ. And so go back, check out that episode. That's a big highlight one. So anyway, I had a whole bunch of cool episodes with my mentor, John Denny. In the summer, I had Daniel Bard, Matt Holliday, a bunch of big baseball stories come on, Ryan Sheriff and Kenny Peoples-Walls. Really focused a good amount on baseball, being that baseball is one of my first loves, and to work in professional baseball was a major goal for mine. And as I transitioned out of baseball and more into this mental side of getting through injury, it's been certainly a journey, to say the least. So I never forget my roots in baseball. And that's one of the things I want to bring into this podcast as I go on, staying a little bit on track, continuing with the update, is to really get some of your feedback on the areas that really interest you more than others, and just generally getting to know who I'm talking to. Because as I'm growing, I'm realizing that there are different segments. So I'm trying to key in to all of you out there to figure out what you're all looking for. And special shout out to a recent individual that reached out to me that I was really humbled by. And that's Rob Tagle. I hope I pronounced your last name right, who's an athletic trainer in the Boston Bruins organization. And he gave me some really cool feedback as he's working on his doctorate in athletic training and is looking to learn more and work more in the mindfulness area as it pertains to integrating that in a sports performance capacity. In his case, it seems like ice hockey. And I was really humbled by the words he shared with me through email. So shout out to you. Thank you for your feedback. And I look forward to all the feedback. You can reach out to me on Instagram here, Dave M. Meyer. Send me a DM. You could send me an email, davemeyer@plperform.com. Let's move on to some of the other things that have been going on this year. So in January of this year, 2021, a few months go by after publishing Injured to Elite, the book, and I was really looking to maximize the exposure I got. So I started booking myself onto some podcasts, went out to some really cool shows not too long ago, actually, this spring. One of my favorite ones was the Prehab Guys, and you could find that episode if you go through. I think it was episode number 97. It was in the 90s, and I shared the whole metamorphosis of Injured to Elite, how specific stories while I was working in professional baseball spurred this on in me and my upbringing as an avid baseball player myself, and growing up in a household with a diehard sports fan father who eventually got pretty sick and he passed away. Really a legend and hero in my life. That was an awesome show I went on, and so many other ones. I countless shows. I don't want to single anything out, but the Pre-Up Guys was a really fun one. My good buddy Darone Vidae started the Eat Right Nutrition podcast. So for those out there that are looking to learn more about nutrition, I did an episode with them. There's so many. I was on quite a few in the fitness space, some in the sports performance space. More recently, I was on the Halo Effect podcast, which was a lot of fun, with Muhammad, who is a pretty recent grad physical therapist. The Prehab Guys one I really enjoyed because that one in particular reaches such a wide audience, physical therapists and also athletes, which was really, and not just physical therapists, of course, other allied healthcare, sports performance professionals, strength coaches. And it was a lot of fun speaking with Dylan there. And I'm looking forward to reconnecting with him soon. So a big mission this past year was not only doing my own podcast, but also going on to others. So that's why there was some weeks that were pretty inconsistent. I feel really bad because I'm missing so many other shows that I went on. And it maybe, you know, a fun one was with Zach Bitter on the Human Performance Outliers podcast. We got really deep into the running side, which was kind of, it's not my niche for sure, but it was fun to equate a lot of the things mental performance-wise with that of an endurance athlete. So that was kind of cool. You could check that out. If you go into my feed, there's some posts I put up with that. So I was on all these podcasts talking a lot about my concept behind Injured to Elite and this mental side to injury and sharing all of that to gain exposure. Also, a little bit of a different trajectory away from the book side, because you spend a year and a half writing a book, you can burn out a little bit from creating content. And a lot of people ask me about the book writing process, which was a lot in terms of just staying consistent with writing every day. The editing process really was most difficult for me because I never expected how many times you'd have to go through your drafts. And shout out to Oleg Kagan, my editor and really coach and so many things, dear friend, former patient of mine. Really happy to meet him when I was working at ADI Rehab. Shout out to ADI Rehab in Los Angeles. I heard some recent news about the business and all my thoughts out there with them. They're a great group. Sean Hampton's an amazing clinician. Learned a lot from him. And that's where I met my book editor, Oleg. But writing the book, big, big, big undertaking. So I was a little bit burnt out from content creation, podcast, book. So I decided, I guess, to do more content creation, but in a live capacity, creating a webinar titled How to Get Your Dream Job in Sports, which launched February, let's see if I remember correctly, I think it was February 7th or 8th this year. So I think it was nice for me to transition from the book writing process to helping clinicians build their career. Because for me, I never would have written Injured to Elite if it wasn't for my experience working in professional baseball. That was something that was very gratifying to me on a lot of levels. And it's funny, I get a lot of questions when it comes to working in professional sports. A lot of people think that they push the athletes beyond belief and that it's all is mental toughness. And I a lot of times have to educate them on the business behind it. And a lot of times it's slowing players down in addition to speeding them up based on the operational side of it. Of course, always aiming to maximize and prioritize their well-being. It's fun to educate, especially early career professionals and students on what that's like. A lot of you out there. And also a lot of just avid athletes that want to get to the next level or are at that level and enjoy just kind of talking to other people about it. I met a lot of great people along the way. And that's one of the biggest things. Met so many people outside the box of PT, whether they're athletic trainers, just like the recent person I mentioned, Rob, who reached out to me through the podcast, sports psychologists. I should mention also this past year I've been doing, and when I say this past year, through last year of July or August, I started working with Dr. Isaac Zur, a certified mental performance consultant through the Association of Applied Sports Psychology, who helped me gain my mentorship hours for approval to sit for that examination as I build upon physical therapy into mental performance. And I'm looking to lead all of you in this direction. We can grow this field together, which is one of the reasons why I always talk about breaking down silos and making it more inclusive rather than exclusive. So it goes a little bit away from some of the business advice I've received over the years. I really think it's important, this concept, and this is something I've honed in on over this past year. And one of the reasons why I'm going live with all of you. I've enjoyed the live element because it brings the best out in me and the authenticity. And I'm curious what sticks with all of you when I talk about a lot of these things and these concepts and talk about getting the job in sports versus going through the injury, getting back to your sport. It's so intriguing to me to hear what's sticking with all of you. And it's a privilege to gain your ear, to gain your listening time, because I wake up every morning and I look at my phone and it's hard for me to resist looking at the news on my iPhone. And it's popping up there. So we're inundated with all this. You choosing to listen to me means a lot. I always hear Gary Vee say, you know, it means a lot to hear the feedback and the reviews from all of you. It really does for me. I think he means it, but for me, like, it truly keeps me going day to day. So thank you all. That's just a little mid-year thank you. I did that webinar back in February, and that was a little bit of a, not a 90-degree turn, but a little bit of a turn towards empowering others to go down the journey I would, because I realized I can talk all day about the mental side to injury and the emotional side of fear of re-injury and just simply learning how to deal with pain that's not just fixing it, but really learning how to integrate certain strategies that really work on getting to the point where pain doesn't dictate your life anymore, which it can for an athlete, especially when your identity is around being an athlete. And now that's a threat to who you are. Going through all of that, I realized, well, regardless of all of us going through that at some point or another, this whole path for me was a dream to get to work in that sport. I mean, I grew up a short athlete. I always thought I had to work harder and prove myself. I was a surviving twin. I was learning disabled, still am learning disabled, I guess. I don't know how that works. But for me, a lot of it behind what I do and talk about and work with people with injuries is like, The whole underdog mentality, people, if you hear my ringtone, you'll hear Rocky, the Rocky theme song. A big part of my identity is overcoming and proving people wrong and being that underdog. So getting that job with the St. Louis Cardinals as their medical and rehab coordinator was that for me. So I didn't want to forget that piece. Even though I wrote a book of the steps I believe in, whether it's taking ownership after injury, your time zero, I call it, the moment of impact, so to speak, and learning how to optimize your own fundamental movement patterns, which I cover a lot in the book. But the theme of everything behind what I do is really empowerment, is motivation. And it's not just for people with injuries. So like a lot of times when I'm creating content, or especially through this year, I've had this little bit of a dance between talking about overall performance in life and overall the mental side of injury. And I kind of like to go back and forth. And I think there's always space to hear from somebody that can help you in things outside of your game, so to speak, because all of us at some point or another hang it up at a professional level. So that webinar was super successful in the sense of I got 1,000 live students on there. It was so cool because I had PT students that, or strength and conditioning students and, or exercise science students, I should say, and PTA students, athletic training students, and professionals themselves all around the country shouting each other out, hey, you know, University of Chicago or NYU or whatever school, and put them all on that live webinar where they can kind of interact with me and each other and ask me questions about how I got the interview with the Cardinals and steps to get the internships and sports residencies and blah, 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 blah. Some foreign concepts probably if you're just an athlete, not in the profession yourself. Hey, never too late to consider ways of integrating your experience as an injured athlete into working with others going through that. I think that's an important piece. But it was really cool. And after that, I did a whole bunch of calls back in March and April and early spring, working with early career professionals and students, helping them figure out their path because they were devastated through the pandemic. A lot of you athletes out there, you might not realize, or if you're going to a PT clinic, they're understaffed and there's less opportunity just because of restrictions and restructuring business models, even clinic models. A lot of clinics have closed. So that's been a big thing that's happened and affected everybody. So I think that's worth mentioning. And so, yeah, back in March, April, I was doing a lot of those calls with on a day-to-day basis with the students out there. And that was a lot of fun. What I learned is some of their pain points. Biggest pain point is simply not feeling like they have the resources through the pandemic of accomplishing their goals. Now, when I was naive. I was a PT student graduating in 2012 from NYU. I was wet behind the ears and I had my dream of working in sports. I had nothing to lose, everything to gain, and I was just kind of going for it. And I know a lot of students out there, they feel that same way, but now it's like everybody, the floodgates have been open. They know that teams hire physical therapists and sports physical therapy is a massive discipline. And so it's a little bit different than it was for me. And I realized that was such a massive pain point, not having the opportunities or the opportunities being really tough to break into. Now for me, they were still sparse, but I think there was a benefit in being that not everybody was really kind of knocking down that door. Not to say all PTs go in that direction, but a lot more have been attracted to the profession for that. So I did a whole bunch of that early spring. Then I was thinking a lot about how to still push forward the book, Injured to Elite, and the podcast. So I continued to go on a lot of other shows. I feel bad singling out so many. Fantasy baseball. That was a cool one. The Enrico Palazzo podcast. And I'll be doing some more regular things with them on injury updates, so on and so forth. And more recently, I've been giving a lot more thought to my coaching platform. I built the Injured to Elite community. There's a lot to talk about here in what I'm trying to make a shorter episode, but the Injured to Elite community kind of came out of the webinar, the Dream Job in Sports, to provide more, like I'm saying, to bring people under one roof and to serve them in a capacity where I didn't feel like I had to go in a million different directions. And my early learning with that was there are challenges when you're trying to do everything under one roof. So I'm going to continue building that. I'm looking forward to feedback in regards to the community you're all looking for and to be a part of, and how you feel about being around other professionals, other athletes, and merging the two together. I'm really curious what the thoughts are for all of you. And so that's been a push over the last few months. And the elephant in the room for me has been creating my course. And if you see the whiteboard behind me, I'll move over here and see. Yeah, that's moving with me. You could see all that stuff up there is a lot of my different, I call it my three C's. So coaching, content, and consulting. A big piece has been content-wise, which I haven't done yet, is creating the Injured to Elite course. To get more specific, some of the areas that I will be covering no matter what is definitely mental skills strategies for people that are going through injury, specifically athletes, and mindfulness in terms of how that plays into it, how my experience working in that space works into it. And then on top of that, also the specific steps to take to kind of take ownership, to own your process of rehab. Because I think one of the flaws in our healthcare model is there's more of a focus on fixing the person rather than empowering that person to fix themselves, not just prevention, but really taking the reins. A good quote I heard over the weekend from a family member is, "Self-care is healthcare." And I really like how that plays into it. So I think that's something that specifically I'd love a lot of your feedback on, specifically course-wise. What are your thoughts there? What kind of content really would blow you away? And be a part of helping me make the process. Let's see what else. I covered a lot of the different elements there. I did another webinar, actually. You can check out the initial webinar, Get Your Dream Job in Sports, in February. You could check that out on my YouTube channel and links in my bio on Instagram. And you can go on YouTube and type dream job, Get Your Dream Job in Sports, and you'll see it. And it was a live interactive Q&A webinar. The other webinar I did was later in the year. That was back in April, May, when I actually moved. We moved, my fiance and I moved from Long Island to Queens. And that was more geared towards professionals looking to hone in on this mental approach in rehabilitation. And we titled that one, The Missing Link in Rehab, which was fun because we got to get specific with some strategies that pertain to this mental side, whether it's graded exposure, ACT, acceptance and commitment therapy, a few of these different things that go a little deeper narrower rather than wide. And acceptance and commitment therapy, created by Dr. Hayes, is really a concept that utilizes the core values, beliefs, and specific language to engage with the athlete to help them go through some of those stages of acceptance, utilizing mindfulness, which I think is brilliant. And it's a more of a systematic approach that you can use, especially in a group setting, which I'm intrigued by. Also covering things like graded exposure, where we talk about, well, is it really just building up muscle size after you have a muscle injury, let's say, or any type of injury? Or is it just exposing your nervous system to different loads and movements and eventually getting to the point where your nervous system detects less threat or is able to tolerate that load? Kind of like the initial adaptations to strength training, which are more neural initially, and kind of using that concept in the rehab setting where, let's say if you have back pain and reaching for an object is what flared your back up, well, now reaching for something in front of you, not to strengthen the muscle, but more so to help you tolerate that load through the nervous system and not letting that activity spike your threshold, your ability to tolerate the movement too high, where then you might fall into a pattern of fear avoidance behaviors. You might not want to reach for that again. And that's teaching others the art of helping them with their clients, or for some of you out there that are afraid to perform a certain activity that might have hurt you before. There's a lot of science and evidence to show that that can affect our future behaviors, and we call it fear avoidance behaviors. One of the best things you could do for yourself in that situation is to grade it, aka graded exposure. So figure out, well, if it's reaching for something on the floor with back pain, what's the segue there that you can do to maybe go through half that range? And instead of picking up perhaps a weight off the ground, you're just picking up a dustpan off the ground or halfway off the ground. That's really the basics there. So you want to break down your movements, not just training muscles to get stronger, but training your whole entire system, especially to get used to different load. So that was that other webinar I did. And That brings me closer and closer to where we are now, which is a big priority for me is this podcast. I really have the goal of having this to be a top 25 to 50 ranked podcast in the space health wellness. And it's a very crowded area. So I'm not there yet. And I need all of your help to spread the word about my focus here on empowering you after injury or clinicians that want to integrate mental performance into their practice. You're my people. And I'm not going to pigeonhole myself. I don't care what business book tells me to do that. I'm going to be a little bit of a cowboy with that and continue to really serve the people I feel most connected with. I don't think I can ever get away from baseball. You know, I'm never going to get away from that. I'm also going to figure out a way to bring it into my world for all of you. So reach out to me. Let me know what you want to hear more of. Let me know what's resonating. Dave M. Meyer on Instagram, DaveMeyer@plperform.com for email. Let me know how I'm doing. Give me some feedback. It's like the truck. See, how am I driving today? Hey, sometimes we have days where we're driving and we drift a little bit. We have days where we podcast and we're a little all over the place. Maybe today that was it. But I wanted to bring all of you in deep, especially those that I know are listening fully through. I keep on saying that. My last episode with Drew Werner on the return to play mindset. And halfway through that podcast, I talked a lot about how much it means to me that you were 40, 50 minutes through. And so check out that episode if you haven't yet. We talked specifically about his work on developing this return to play mindset program, which I think is brilliant. He's an athletic trainer. I'm a physical therapist. So we had a lot of parallels, but also kind of somewhat of a different perspective, which I thought was cool to integrate because we're both honing in on the mental side. Podcast before that one, I had Dr. Williams on, orthopedic surgeon, who crossed paths with me multiple times when I was at a hospital for special surgery, and then recently through social media. And he's doing some amazing work, Dr. Williams, and he's got an awesome TikTok channel, which I all recommend for you to check out. Listen to our podcast. He talks about his amazing journey becoming a now orthopedic surgeon, going to Harvard Medical, late career move from Wall Street out of that. So it's awesome stuff. Doing a lot of things at once. So thank you all. I really value what you're thinking and what you want to hear more of. So let me know. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll be coming back soon, hopefully with a guest, if not one more solo episode, just locking in a few upcoming shows. And as always, don't forget to integrate mindfulness and mental strategies into your journey from injured to elite, whether it's a mental or physical injury. All right. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will talk soon.